Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh here on The Fan. I told you before the break, Adam Schefter of ESPN has some more details on the Patrick Mahomes 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's right around what we thought. Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs is worth over $400 million in total per league sources. The more significant question now is how much over $400 million is the question that Adam Schefter asked at the end. Schefter also pointed out earlier in tweets that apparently the Chiefs have been adamant about the fact that they would never tie Patrick Mahomes' deal to a percentage of the salary cap. So we're going to have to wait and find out if they essentially broke and gave into giving Mahomes that money in order to make it work more, or whether or not these reports are wrong, that it's not going to be tied to the cap. But Schefter's saying over $400 million, which puts it at least $40 million a year, Gary.
Well, that's about what we thought. I mean, those are huge numbers. Huge numbers, especially in the times that we're in right now, in the middle of a pandemic, a lot of people losing their jobs, out of work. That's just unheard of. And goes to show you how much money NFL really got, Leroy. Good God Almighty. I mean, hey, listen, I'm happy for him. I think that's good for the NFL, also good for the players that are coming in behind him, that they can one day get contracts that way. And what we've seen, though, that, you know, these contracts have been getting higher and higher and higher. Each quarterback went up another quarterback. And you talked about Russell Wilson had a nice deal, and then now Mahomes getting a great deal.
Well, what does this mean for Dak Prescott?
Well, I mean, Dak Prescott doesn't have a Super Bowl underneath his belt.
No, but it's still going to raise the bar, you would think.
Well, sure it will, but then he's, you know, the talk about Dak Prescott, if he were to ask for this kind of money, is Mahomes got a Super Bowl, you don't.
Sure.
And we'll see how his agent and everybody else try to get down with that. But I think that would be the slight against Dak Prescott. His teams are going to try to get that kind of money, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But if I'm negotiating a deal, I mean, that would be the knock that I have against Dak. I can't give you that Mahomes money, man. I mean, this guy's got a Super Bowl. Let's see how close we can get, but I don't know if I can get you in there.
He probably still deserves it. Hey, listen, shoot for it, Dak. Because Mike McCarthy.
Well, if you don't ask, you might not get it, Roy. That's why you got to ask.
100. In Mike McCarthy's system, he going to put up some gaudy numbers, okay? So they got to be good enough on defense where they can do his thing, but he won't be the problem in that offense because Mike McCarthy likes to throw that thing. And they got the kid from Oklahoma at wide receiver. They letting that thing go. So, yeah, he's fine for not making that 31.4. But, again, I have to go back to Patrick Mahomes' father. That's his guy, okay? You had to say when they took him, you felt good about where he was with Alex Smith. Wait a year, then you're sure chance. Somewhere down the line, the Packer organization is saying, you know, we may have to enjoy love some money like that if this kid turned out to be like Patrick Mahomes, okay? Sooner or later, that when we're all old men, well, you and Gary, I never age. I age like wine, not like milk. T 10 years from now, that contract will be say, man, you remember 2020, and Mahomes got over $400 and some million, $250 guaranteed or whatever, however, and then somebody gonna get $500,000. They're gonna win a couple Super Bowls back to back in 10 years. So it's all relevant. Again, when you talking about these owners ain't got no money, these teams broke, stop it. They got cash when they need it. Everybody got money when they need to buy what they want. So good for him.
More Schefter. Patrick Mahomes had 2 years and $27.6 million left on his existing deal, $2.8 million this year, $24.8 million in 2021. So the lowest his 12-year deal could be worth is $427.6 million, but it will be more than that is what Schefter is saying.
I like those extensions like that. Instead of waiting till a guy plays it out like Dak did, had they Dallas extended him and paid him like $35 million, they'd be done. But no, they let him play it out. He went in the fourth round, third round, doesn't matter. But if you get an extension like you should do David Bakhtiari this year, do Bakhtiari this year, extend him out. It saves you money. Otherwise, he got to leave and go get the money because he's going to get the money. So why don't you keep the best left tackle, or if you want to do an extension with Aaron Jones, extend him out. That way you can play with the numbers a little bit when you have 2 years that you can guarantee some of it, you can move some of it in the future, you can do a lot of things on extension, but the word is new money. And that's why our guy always come on that ran the Packers.
Andrew Brandt.
Andrew Brandt. New money, that's what it counts. The old money is still on the books. You could take that old money, move it to new money. Next thing you know, the contract looked huge. But when we get in our room, it's a pretty good cap-friendly deal. I can still add talent because you know you have to win a Super Bowl and he's gotten their rookie deal. And that's what Kansas City did. Because the same thing what Gary told me 5 to 7 years ago, the Legion of Boom is going to be broken up. I say, why? Because they're going to have to pay Russell Wilson. Guess what? Legion of Boom gone. Russell Wilson's still highest paid. So you have to get Jared Goff another one. Sign these guys in a rookie deal. You got to win a Super Bowl or go to a Super Bowl to feel like, okay, moving forward, this is a good investment.
Okay, so the other thing about this is when we start talking about good investments and all of that, if Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy go win a Super Bowl all of a sudden, Gary, this year, then that changes everything as far as the money he's going to get if he doesn't sign a new deal prior to the end of this year being done.
Well, that puts him past Mahomes. No doubt about it. And what you would like to see him is get into the Super Bowl and beat Mahomes. Sky's the limit the kind of money Dak Prescott will get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. And the Cowboys, God knows, have the money in order to pay him that type of deal.
He'll set a whole new pace on what kind of money quarterbacks will get if he gets to the Super Bowl and beat Mahomes. Man, that contract, woo!
Yeah, huge.
I can't even fathom what that contract could be.
Well, I want to this Mahomes deal here. I want to see how much of it's guaranteed. That to me, that's the biggest question.
That is the key.
I mean, it could be $400 million, and if it's 50% guaranteed at $200 million, that's a big deal. Yeah. If it's more than 50% guaranteed, oh my goodness! I mean, this is going to change sports, I would think, because normally these big deals come from major.
It'll change the NFL. I mean, most teams are already ahead of the NFL. I mean,
yes.
If you look at the Major League Baseball, NBA, those guys are way far ahead of us.
Right? No question about that.
As far as contracts are concerned.
Right. Okay, let's get some words here about the Jewelry Center. And then coming up on the other side, would you be mad at one of your favorite players if he opted out of playing this upcoming season, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, whatever, if he opted out in fear of the coronavirus?
No one's
hey, guys.
Would
no
you be talk. Mad? That's what I want to know.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about my good friends over at the Jewelry Center. 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. And a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, well, my good friends at the Jewelry Center is going to give you cash right now on the spot. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner. I'm taking right to the head of class. You going right to the principal. The buck stopped with him. He'll get the most money for a gold jewelry. And guys, right now, a lot of guys are looking to get married right now. Tis the season. If you want to get that best diamond ring for the best possible price, well, it's going to be the jewelry center. And I've told many of people, if you want to go shop around, fine, go do that. But I want to save you some time. My good friends at the jewelry center is going to be any deal that you got out there. Any deal that you got out there. But the only way you're going to get the deal is you got to go in, you got to ask for Dean Murray, and then you got to tell them the boys from the Big Show sent you. And on top of that, here's what else needs to happen for you guys. And I know a lot of you guys are you know, you're looking around, you're trying to figure out how to do this, and some stores are closed, they're not open. Well, shoptjc.com, Leroy.
Yeah, you I think the one thing about it, yeah. Because it was so hot, it was been hot for people. You can go online, you can stay right in your cool living room like mine. Let me look at that thermostat here. I'm at 68, cuz. It's so fresh in here. Just pick up your phone and go to shoptjc.com. They got somebody on there to chat with you, too, because my guy just did it. She chatted with him on site and helped him out to get what he wanted because his wife's birthday is in November. And she sent him some suggestions. That's truly amazing. So that's the jewelry center. That's awesome.
All right, coming up next, would you be mad at one of your favorite players if he opted out in fear of the coronavirus? We'll find out next. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh only on The Fan. Check us out, AM 1250, 105.7 FM. Or how about that radio.com app? You should have that downloaded by now on your phone, right? Got that great rewind feature, up to 24 hours in the past you can rewind. So if you missed something on the Bill Michaels show, you can rewind to hear that. Or something on the Bart Winkler show. Or something on the Bart Winkler pregame show with Ryan Horvath this morning from 5 to 6. You can rewind and hear all of that from earlier today. Still to come on the show, we'll talk with Eric Name coming up about a half hour from right now. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. Get his thoughts on the Bucks facility being shut down waiting results of the COVID-19 testing. Bucks one of seven facilities to be shut down as the Bucks with other teams will be getting ready to depart for Lake Buena Vista, Florida coming up later in the week. So really it's going to cost them 4 days of practice or something in that area. But with the team that again, has already played a majority of the season together, knows what they're running offensively, knows what they're running defensively. It's made up of veterans. It's not a young team that needs all the practice time that they can get necessarily. I don't think at the end of the day it's that huge of a deal for the Milwaukee Bucks. But we'll see what Eric Name thinks coming up, like I said, about 30 minutes from right now. The question on the table is, would you be mad at one of your favorite players if he opted out in fear of COVID-19? Meaning, let's say Christian Yelich, who's already come out and said that he has no problem if other players wanted to opt out and not play, but he never gave it a second thought and he was playing no matter what. But let's say if it was Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun said, man, I got too much stuff going on at home, the kids, family, everything else. I'm older, later in my career. I'm not trying to, put myself in this situation. I'm not going to play. Or Lorenzo Cain, another older player. I'm not going to play. I'm out. Or for whatever the reason, let's say Brandon Woodruff decided he wasn't going to play. Or God forbid, Giannis said, I got a brand new baby. I'm not putting myself and my wife and my kid in this situation. I'm not playing. Would you be mad at that person? And I'm telling you, I've seen it on social media here in the last day or two. There are people in Indianapolis furious with Victor Oladipo because he's decided not to play for the Pacers and sit this thing out. Just hot at Victor Oladipo for not playing. Again, he's their best player. He gives them their best chance. Now, they weren't going to go win an NBA championship anyways, but still, people not happy with Oladipo for not playing. And then you look at Major League Baseball, and we had another player come out. Nick Markakis has decided that he's not going to play. As of this morning, Braves outfielder, a little bit older of a player, said after he saw who tested positive, including Freddie Freeman, that, quote, that opened my eyes. He didn't sound good, said Markakis. Markakis, now again, is 36. There were four Braves players that tested positive for COVID-19, including former Brewer Will Smith, who tested positive. Now, here are some of the other names in baseball that decided they're not going to play. David Price, he's pretty good for the Dodgers. Ryan Zimmerman, older player for the Nationals, been around 100 years, but still decent player. Joe Ross, Tyson Ross, Wellington Castillo, Ian Desmond, Mike Leake, and Felix Hernandez, King Felix, who was dominating back in the day. Felix Hernandez also not going to play, and he was supposed to be a Brave this year. So some names, I guess you could say, older players for the most part, that have decided they're not going to play for their Major League Baseball teams this year, Gary. And I'm getting concerned a little bit about the fact of we're hearing players saying, I'm in now, but if we get going, I don't feel like this is a safe situation. I may just walk away and say, I'll see you next year. I may just walk out. That is something that has to be concerning to the NBA, Major League Baseball, and anybody else, that these players may just get up and leave at some point if they don't feel like they're safe anymore.
Well, that could happen, but you hope that it doesn't. I really don't have a problem with it. A lot of these guys, or some of these guys, are just having babies, or some of these guys are, their kids may be compromised, or someone in their family is compromised. And I heard Yelich talk a little bit about it. And you can't hold it against them. Everybody's in a different boat. And everybody feels different about it. I thought I saw, is Mike Trout coming in?
Mike Trout's going to play. For the time being, it sounds like he's going to play. But he's another one of those guys that right. could just pick up and leave at any right. moment.
I just saw something. His mom, I think it was his mom, or just tweeted out or put out somewhere that he's got a mask on and he's running around bases.
Right.
And I think it was something when I think his mom said, if my son can wear a mask running around bases playing baseball, so can you.
But see, this is the issue is going to be, and Leroy brought it up, you know, his wife's pregnant or whatever, right? So
right.
he's going to have a baby, yeah. and it's his first kid, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So explain this to me. If and when she has this baby, are they going to allow Mike Trout into the hospital with all the coronavirus cases going on and him being on a plane traveling around between city and state here and there and everywhere? Because that could eventually become a thing where they're going to be like, yeah, no, you can't come in here. You've been all over the place. We can't allow you into the hospital. And he's going to lose his natural mind, Leroy, yeah. if something like that occurs and he's not able to see his firstborn be born.
Well, you could do like Aaron Jones and go there and play PS4 and just take
Don't bring that up, please. I've seen enough crap about that on Twitter.
So my thing is, I want to hear from the people that's going to really go after these guys that they don't play. Because I think I don't have a problem with it.
So, Leroy, let me change the question for you a little bit. I'll set up a what if come scenario, right?
And
it's hard. It's hard to put you and Gary.
Just ask.
I will.
Just
I'm just saying it's hard to put you and Gary in the situation because you're still not in the situation necessarily. But it would be
I'm
like saying,
a human
if,
right now,
right? If you're the Packers sure. and you're in a situation, and Brett Favre says, mm-hmm. "Yeah, I'm not playing this year because I'm fearful mm-hmm. for." I mean, getting it. Nobody's ever played through a pandemic, yeah. so we have nothing mm-hmm. to go off of on this. But if that were the situation, and the best mm-hmm. player at that position. Isn't playing, and now, you know, somebody else is going to have to play, whoever that may be. Doug Peterson, let's say, has seven play. You realize at that point, season's over. Like, you're not going to a Super Bowl without Brett Favre on your team, which would be the same impact if a Mike Trout doesn't show up for the Angels at some point or walks out of camp. That pretty much takes care of them. As a teammate and as a player on that team, I would have to think some guys, I don't think it'll be a majority, probably a minority, will probably be a little bit irked by this whole thing if one of their best players walks out.
I think zero guys will be irked by it because we understand this is unprecedented. This is a pandemic. But guy don't want to play. He don't want to play. Doug Peterson, let's go play. It'd be just like him getting hurt. He can't play. Can't play. He's not guaranteed. Brett Favre never missed a game because he's not human. But if he can't play because he don't want to catch COVID-19, I'm fine with it. There's no side eye or nothing. This is different. If you ever been in a locker room with a guy, you don't hold nothing against guys, man. Because, you know, some guys can play with a hamstring. Some guys can't. Some guys can play with a hurt knee. Some guys can't. But when you're talking about a guy getting sick, and I don't know if the guy got diabetes in his family. I don't know if he got high blood pressure in his family.
Right.
And some guys got anxiety. I got bad anxiety, okay?
Yep.
So My thing is, I'm not going to hold nobody. No, I'm not going to be mad with somebody they don't want to play under COVID-19 rules. If they don't feel like they're going to be safe, not zero, zilch.
I'm pretty
now, the fan. Get to the fan. What the fan think. Tell me what the fan thinks.
But see, Gary, and I don't know if you'll agree with me on this. I think I got a good beat on this Bucks fan base. Man, if like a Chris Middleton decided he wasn't going.
Oh, yeah. They'd kill him.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Selfish.
Oh, my God.
Selfish.
This fan base would lose their mind.
They would not lose their mind.
Oh my God! Yes, they would. And it's Middleton. Oh,
well, why they won't go back to work then?
Guaranteed.
Why they won't go back to work? Exactly. Well, why they won't go back to work?
Leroy.
Some people ain't went to work.
Leroy.
Why they won't go back to work? You want him to go to work? Why you won't go to work?
Leroy, how about this? How about the owners of these major teams? Won't go to games or will not go to games.
Absolutely.
And they want you to go back to work. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can just start there. You want to talk about going back to work. Them jokers ain't going to put themselves in harm's way. But they want you to. Let's just start there.
I want somebody to tweet and tell me they'll be. Yeah, ask your fan base. You say
find
you got
out all the owners
on.
Who ain't going.
Ask them, Steve. Ask your fan base, the Bucks fan base, if one of these guys – if I can't play with
no, but it's
upset?
Got it's got to be a legitimate player. Look, I
it don't
I,
matter. Got, you no, said Chris Middleton.
No, but I'm saying it's got to be a legitimate
be
player.
Giannis.
No, my point is, my point is, if it's the 10th player or 11th player on the team, Bucks fans, okay, well, whatever. But if it's one of the top 3 to 5 players on this Bucks team and they think they have a chance to win a championship, yeah, Bucks fans are going to lose their minds. Ram North Side, you're next on the fan. Right, what's
I
up,
know,
Ram?
They better than that.
You funny, Sparky. Thank you for taking my call. You know what, Leroy, Gary, and Sparky, I think since there's so much uncertainty about if there's going to be a season and you're not going to be playing with fans, why don't they just have a fan appreciation month for the Wisconsin sports team? And they can go throughout the state, sign autographs, maybe do a free baseball game or 7-on-7 football, basketball, you know what I mean? So the fans who probably never had a chance to come to Miller Park or Fiserv or, you know, to see a game of Lambeau, and they could do that, and then they say, you know, we're just going to get everything geared up for the upcoming next season. Because all the stuff that they're putting out there to see if something's going to happen, I don't know if it's worth it. Do y'all think it's really worth it?
Oh, no. They're doing it.
No,
yeah,
it's not
I'm
worth
just,
it.
I'm just saying.
No,
yeah, they're doing it.
No, it's not.
Now, I'm going to say this also. I don't hear nobody talking about boosting your immune system and eating right. I don't hear nobody talking about that.
That's in their thing about the nutrition. They do that every year anyway.
No, but this got to be mandatory. Yeah. If you, like Gary, you and Lee were, y'all were top-level athletes. You being paid to play, you can get the best of. So if you could eat right, put the right fluids in, why wouldn't you do that? And that's going to cut down people testing positive. But if you're out here willy-nilly and still carrying on, like, well, you know, I haven't had it. Yeah, it's going to pop up. But I would think that the athlete, man, they should be an outpost doing commercials. They should be a Whole Foods and all this. They should be setting the standard and say, look what Bond is doing. Look what Giannis is doing. Oh, you see him over here eating some black bean soup or eating a certain salad or something like that. That's what I would like to hear. And that's
but
what
Ram, I'm telling you, Ram, I'm telling you, we did that. We had our own chef. We had our own. They gave us meals.
You don't know that.
Well, that's what I'm telling you now. We did that.
Yeah, we had our own chef. A lot of your fan base don't know that.
Well, they should because. Thanks for the phone call, Ram.
Okay.
We have the best of everything. They take good care of you. Now on Friday you can eat whatever you want, but for 4 days, and on, you know, if you want a high calorie diet, if a guy trying to cut back on, you know, protein, if a guy can't have no salt, we had all that laid out. When you go in there, you can pick what you want, or if you want to eat out, you go eat out. I mean, you know, if you're a healthy person. But as far as the nutrition part of it, they're covered with that. Matter of fact, if you're the NBA, if you want to fly down, you know, your chef with you, come on down and cook for him and go get the groceries and do whatever. So that part is fine. I want to hear from the fans that if one of these players can't go, they're going to be upset. I think people are going to understand. I'm not going to put anybody at risk for my convenience. I'm just not going to do that just so I can watch a game. If a guy wants to play, he can play. If he don't, he don't.
I've said this before. Gary, you know I've said this before. Fans don't care about y'all. They don't.
So why do we have to care about them?
Mm-mm.
Right?
You don't.
Am I right?
Absolutely. No
question. It goes both ways.
No question.
That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, they can say whatever they want. It's America. You can say what you want. I just want to hear from you. You ain't got to hide. If you feel the way Steve feels, maybe Steve feel that way and don't want to say it. If you feel that way, call us up and tweet us and let us know. I want to know why you want one of these guys so you can win a championship. This guy can threaten himself getting sick and maybe taking it back to his family and passing away. You know what you're getting into when you sign on. That's fine. I'm saying the guys who opting out.
Like Oladipo for the Pacers, David Price for the Dodgers. Those guys, top-end players.
Zimmerman.
That can make a difference with their teams and a postseason run.
One out,
right. Yeah. All right. So, would you be mad at one of your favorite players that they opted out in fear of COVID-19?
Did you answer the question? Did you answer?
No, I don't care. No, because I agree with Ram. I don't think any of this is worth it. I don't think any of it is.
Okay.
I don't think baseball, basketball, or football is worth playing, considering everything that's going on right now.
So you think they shouldn't be playing
at all? No.
That's a whole different topic.
But that's just me. I'm just saying.
Have
you evolved?
Leroy, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, go ahead, Roy.
Have you evolved? I thought months ago you said you want them to play.
Of course I want them to play, but I don't think it's worth it at the end of the day to risk everybody's lives for it. I want them to play. I do this for a living. I talk about it. If they don't play, I have no idea what the hell we're going to do. But, yes, I want them to play. Sure, as a fan and so forth, sure, I want them to play. But is it worth it? No, it's not worth it. Absolutely not. No, it's not risk worth it, risking your life or your family's life and whatever else to go out there and play. But again, there are others that think they're not risking anything and that they should go out there and play. Everybody's got their own take on
it. I want to hear from that guy.
But there's a lot of those guys. Just go on Twitter.
Where they at? I want to hear from them.
Twitter. Just go on Twitter. You'll find them all.
Just go on Twitter.
I want to call. Twitter. Don't hide behind Twitter. Give my phone number out.
No, unless I do that.
Tell them to call.
It's not a good idea. Would you be mad at one of your favorite players that they opted out in fear of COVID-19? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Well, still to come. We'll get to Eric Name. And get his thoughts on the Bucks facility being shut down because of COVID-19 testing results. Stay tuned for that. That comes up in 15 minutes. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer Badger running back Gary Ellerson, former Packers safety, Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, Leroy Butler with us as well as we broadcast live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Coming up here in the next segment, we will talk with Eric Name. Get his thoughts on the Bucks practice facility closing down. And we've been talking about Adam Schefter's tweets throughout the day concerning the extension being given to Patrick Mahomes. And as of right now, as we sit, it's believed to be over $400 million over 10 years. So with the 2 years left on his deal, bare minimum, it will be about $427.6 million in value for the rest of his career. But it's going to be more than that, according to Schefter, as far as what the 10 years will come out to be. Don't know what the guaranteed money is or anything else. Having said that, Leroy, the Jordan Love contract, we are aware of how that one has played out to this point. What were your thoughts on the Jordan Love contract signed by himself to the Packers?
That's a great contract. I thought it was great. I normally thought the guys in the 20s, especially quarterbacks, get a 5-year deal, like a 4-year deal with an option where they can keep you tied up if they want to renew that option or not. But to get a 4-year, $12 million guaranteed, that is amazing. I mean, kudos to him and the Packers having a part. That's a partnership right there. I mean, you're going to be here. We're not going to just expose you to this if we're going to pick up your fifth-year option or not. So if I think I'm correct, a four-year deal, I didn't think you get offered deals like that to quarterback. I thought you always had to have a fifth-year option. So, I mean, he's going to definitely be here. I think that contract, you know, for the most part, he can sit back and learn for a few years. But in that last year of that deal, you need to know pretty much if he's going to be your quarterback in the future, or you just basically gave him $12 million just to develop. And now you got to give him another contract to start. And I'm sure they can do an extension into that fourth year. But that's the first thing I saw. I said, wait a minute, there's no fifth year here? Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe these guys don't sign five-year deals, you know, down in the 20s.
It's a fifth year is an option. So yeah, it's 4 years, fifth-year option available, unrestricted free agency, if the option is picked up, would start it in 2025.
Oh, so he does have a fifth-year option.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a four-year deal.
Fifth-year option available, this says, according to Spotrac.
Okay, good. So that makes me – I said, okay, Packers, y'all got work in that one. If you get a fifth-year option for the team to pick that up or not. So now – again, now it's a five-year deal, really, because they're going to pick it up because he's going to be around. So I just thought it was remarkable to see that a lot of it was guaranteed. And then I think over half of it was a signing bonus. So it's a good deal for both sides. But I think what it does is he's going to be your quarterback of the future now with this contract.
Yeah, cap hits aren't bad. $2.2 million this year, $2.8 million the year after, $3.3 million the year after, $3.9 million. In the fourth year of the deal, his age 24 season in 2023. Do you think this is the way we're going to see more and more rookie deals play out, Gary, going forward with more guaranteed money and, in this instance, completely guaranteed?
Well, I think it's a possibility. And I don't know why he got that money guaranteed that way. I mean, they really didn't talk about the structure of his deal. It just kind of came out. I don't know if anybody really talked about it. We just kind of caught it. You know, oh my God, we never saw this before. So that tells you more than anything else to me, Steve, that this is the quarterback of the future if it works out. You're not just throwing money out like that if you don't think this guy's going to work out. So I think for me, the Packers double down on how or what their true feelings are about Jordan Love. And that's not all bad either, because I mean, I want a team that's drafts me. I want to know if they really want me. And I think they put their money where their mouth is. I don't know that it's going to be like one of those things that going forward, this is how money's going to be. Because I think if you look around that drafting position, I don't think anybody else got that kind of money that way.
No, not that I'm aware of, at least at this point. No, I haven't seen it from anywhere. So from that aspect, I think it could be something that changes the course of the NFL going forward. Kirk Cousins was the first one, again, quarterback.
He bet on himself.
To get a fully guaranteed contract. But then you look at this Mahomes deal, and there's no way they're guaranteeing this one all the way through, Leroy. But if you're Mahomes, and Schefter just tweeted out that Patrick Mahomes now has the longest contract by 5 years signed to a team. Mahomes' contract will go through 2031. The next longest is Ezekiel Elliott at 2026. His contract the farthest and the longest by far.
And again, it's the system. If he stays with Andy Reid or with Eric Bieniemy, when Andy Reid leave, he's going to put up big numbers. And they're going to be in a lot of games. Because it seems like they're going to do is put speed around him. And I know I'm making the Aaron Rodgers people upset because they said, man, what if Aaron Rodgers has some speed around him? But we're not going to go into that. I just think that the Jordan Love, because the reason why the Patrick Mahomes thing is kind of relevant in a way, a small percentage, because people were saying they were hoping he turns out to be like that, you know, that he can, you know, make plays in and out of the pocket, but mostly in the pocket. It's just truly refreshing to know that, okay, there's your backup and your quarterback of the future. Now you can worry about something else, and maybe you can start to maybe, you know, bring in other guys to just do some patchwork. That's what Ron Wolf used to do, and that's why my boy Trav wants me to be the GM so I can do like Ron Wolf and do some patchwork, Gary, around there, because the quarterback, that position is done. Now, I want to say this, my disclaimer, what are you going to do with the backup quarterback number 8, do you move him? What do you do with him? I just don't know. I'm shocked other teams haven't called already and said, I'd like for him to come in, you know, our training camp and maybe give you a draft pick for him. Because now you're in that locker room with one guy with a pretty much a 2-year guarantee, 3-year guarantee, and now you got another guy that with a 4-year guarantee, and now you're the Lone Ranger sitting in there, and you're a little bit exposed in a way because they want him to be the, the backup in the future and the star of the future, my bad, not the backup. So we'll have to see what they're going to do with those three quarterbacks in that meeting room.
All right, we're going to get to Eric Name coming up next, get his thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks as they get ready to depart for Florida coming up at the end of the week. I got some more news coming across. I missed it. Within the last hour or so, some ratings coming out for NASCAR from over the weekend. NBC Sports Public Relations puts out viewership of Sunday's NASCAR Brickyard 400 in Indianapolis on NBC was up 46% from last year's race, averaging 4.3 million viewers, peak viewership of more than 5 million viewers from 7:30 to 7:45 Central Time. So NASCAR's ratings.
Were they up or down? I'm confused.
Up 46%. Streaming
Are
was
you
up.
Sure, Steve?
Streaming was up 57% of people that were streaming on their apps or whatever, watching on their phone.
We don't have time to do that, right?
No.
We got to go to
bed. No. Are you surprised?
Am I surprised that viewership is up?
Yeah.
No.
All this talk.
I was retweeting this morning when all this hubbub started that viewership was up 8% for the season to begin with.
All this talk about moving the Confederate flags, I'm walking away, I ain't never watching again, blah, 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 blah.
Told you.
And viewership is up.
Told you. I told you. It's not just a Southern sport anymore. This is a full-blown U.S. sport across the country. And that's why when this whole Confederate flag thing happened, I told you, this is not going to affect it like you think it is. It's just not. And instead, it's gone the other way.
So here's what I'm saying to you, Steve.
And that's not. I know
you're talking about New York and California,
Vegas, all over.
But in the South, it's real. South. It affects the people in the South.
Sure it does.
That's where it began, so they say.
But those people that were turned off by that flag, so they maybe they're starting to tune in now.
What's happening, Steve, and this is what we're seeing, and I don't get off on a tangent, but look at the movement. The movement ain't just all black folks.
Agreed.
I keep going back. But when you were in Tuscaloosa or wherever the hell they are, Alabama, you down there, that's a whole different story. Yeah, if you go nationwide, right, with it, I think that's a whole different
story. And Indianapolis is a huge racing town for any type of racing.
If you can do like maybe viewership just only in the South,
right,
or just ticket sales just only in the South, I think that will be down.
If you look at viewership for most races at any point, whether it's NASCAR or IndyCar, most of the time Indianapolis is in the top five. And then the Carolinas, Charlotte is in the top five normally. Raleigh is in the top five. So normally it's the Carolinas and Indianapolis are usually in the top five every time as far as viewership per city for each race. Usually that's how it goes across the board. All right, coming up next, Eric Name will join us, give us his thoughts on the Bucks' practice facility being shut down. That's up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios, gwagnerplumbing.com. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and this man right here, Eric Name, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Eric.
Fellas, how we doing?
Have you convinced Giannis to let you be the other in the travel party to go down to Orlando yet?
No, I have not.
You need to work on that. Okay, Eric, so I guess first things first, let's talk about your thoughts on the Bucks practice facility being shut down here between now and the time they leave for Lake Buena Vista here at the end of the week.
Yeah, I think what's sort of interesting about it is that, I mean, we're now looking at six or seven of the 21 teams that have tried to do this are now shut down. And I think talking to people around the league, I don't think they were necessarily all that surprised that it has gone down like this. I think they were expecting some positive tests. So I don't know. I guess it doesn't come as a surprise, but I do also think that, I mean, there's part of me that thinks it's foolish to believe that this will all end as soon as they get to Orlando, that once they're there, everything is going to be fine. There does have to be some thought to maybe this just isn't going to end up working out. But, I mean, talking to players in the last week, once we actually got some media availability, once they started mandatory individual workouts on July 1st, you know, it did feel overwhelmingly that the players that we did talk to, Dante DiVincenzo, Chris Middleton, Yasta Kumbo, all thought that the league has done everything that they can do to make this feel as safe as possible and to make them feel as safe as possible going to Orlando. So we'll kind of see, but I mean, all we know right now, and I think all we're ever going to know, because the league has really tried to go out of their way to make sure that all these things remain private and, you know, any positive tests, anything like that, that doesn't get out. I don't know that we'll ever figure out exactly why they shut down, but I mean, I think the safe assumption is that one of the 35 members of the traveling party tested positive for the coronavirus, and with that, they decided to shut down the practice facility.
When you look at this shutting it down, does it give you thought that maybe some people have the virus, or you thought just a precautionary?
I would think someone in their 35-person test, or the 35-person traveling party, tested positive. Without that, I don't. There's just with as you know, as regimented and as strict as they're being with that practice facility, there's no one else in that building. It is those 35 people, and those are the only 35 people that are getting in that building. So unless one of those 35 tested positive, there'd be no reason to, you know, do anything precautionary, because those, you know, all those restrictions should have, you know, kept everyone safe. So I think the thing that it underlines to me is that and I mean, this goes for society too, we're all in this together. Like, and that's what it's going to be once they do get down to Orlando. Everyone is going to be responsible for keeping their teammates safe, that it is going to be on you to do the things that you need to do to make sure that you're safe, and then thus keep all of your teammates safe, and thus, if you're a team like the Bucks, keep your championship run safe. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing here. But yes, the assumption would be, and again, I don't know if we will ever actually find out, but the assumption would be that one of the 35 members, or maybe more, of the traveling party tested positive for the coronavirus.
I was more impressive that the name didn't leak out, so I gave the Bucks credit, because when Ezekiel Elliott, his agent had to confirm reports and his name got out, he was very upset about that. I don't think we should never do that to anybody. But my thing is, let's get back to some basketball, because I think one of the biggest things now is going to be chemistry. And by the Bucks keeping their team intact, they were going to be their favorites anyway, to me. Because I think they got the best team and the best player, by the way. But you would think that that would be a benefit once they get there and then everything is acclimated, you know, knowing who's on the team, where this guy fits on the roster as far as who's coming off the bench and stuff like that. You have to feel good about what the Bucks are going to do when they get down there.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that of the contenders really made the fewest changes this year. Like if you look at the Lakers and Clippers, mm-hmm. both of them went through really pretty big changes. The Clippers certainly the biggest of anyone, but the Lakers went through pretty big changes as well. And now you're going to have a guy like Avery Bradley out, and they're going to bring in J.R. Smith. So that's another thing. And then they have to play each other, both in the Western Conference. So I think and you can see it in Vegas right now. You look at, as far as odds to be in the NBA Finals, the Bucks have the greatest odds because they're seen as one of the three contenders, and the other two contenders are on the other side of the bracket. So for the Bucks, this is a spot where they've been together all year. They've been doing their thing all year. They're in year two under Mike Budenholzer. Everything kind of lines up for them to really hit the ground running, which is, you know, why I've had some people ask, you know, how much is it going to affect the Bucks that, you know, they start those mandatory workouts on the 1st, then shut it down on Friday, and now they're not going to be able to work out again until the 11th. You know, that's like a week that they're going to lose, and I keep finding myself thinking, is it going to affect them? Yeah. I mean, obviously they would have liked to be able to work out and do everything that they would have been able to do here at the practice facility in Milwaukee, but at the same time, this is a team that's kind of built for this and a team that the seeding games don't really matter to them. As long as they win one game or the Raptors lose one game of the 8 that each of them play, the Bucks get the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And then you look at their first round opponent, and we're probably looking at a sweep in that series. And we saw what it looked like last year against the Pistons, where that wasn't really much of a test. So I think everything kind of lines up for them to use that chemistry, even with an extra week off here with shutting down the facility, where they should be able to hit the ground running. And, you know, they have that advantage of kind of being together now for 2 full years.
Of the traveling party, Eric, name, is everybody expected to go? We're seeing in Major League Baseball especially, and in NBA basketball as well, where some of these coaches aren't going to be traveling for the rest of the season with their teams. How does it look for the Bucks? Everybody ready to go and able?
Yeah, I think it would have been really interesting under the previous coaching staff, because you had a guy like Tim Gergich, which
right.
is just well above any of the age kind of for the potentially dangerous population to be a part of at his age. This is really like a young coaching staff. If you look at everyone on that bench, the oldest of any of the assistant coaches that the Bucks have is Darvin Ham. And he's obviously well away from that 65 age mark where it starts to get a little bit dangerous. Training staff is young. Really, this is a pretty young coaching staff. Aside, I mean, Bud's probably the most senior member, and that's even including, like, I don't know that Milt Newton is going, but even like the assistant GM isn't that young. Obviously,
right.
John Horst is incredibly young. We heard Bud talk a little bit about how hard it's been to figure out who those 35 people are and how, you know, to make sure you have the people that you need there. But, you know, you look up and down that organization, they don't really have, you know, one of those real senior voices that you're seeing some of these other teams have with a guy like Lionel Hollins for the Lakers. That's just in that age bracket that it gets dangerous. The Bucks don't really have anyone like that in their organization.
And there was talk of Elvin Gentry as well as a possibility of not going.
Right, right. So, I mean, you look at the Bucks. They're in a pretty good spot from that perspective. They're just not really they don't have those more veteran coaches or you know, like an older GM or anything like that. And it is a pretty young staff and a pretty young group of people that would be getting considered for that, you know, 35-person traveling party.
Well, Eric, still like over 3 weeks away before we actually get to see anything. Hopefully we can actually get there, and hopefully this thing can actually start. We'll just have to wait and see how this
plays out. Well, Steve, ask him if he'll be upset if one of these guys don't play, if they opt out. Will he be upset?
What do you think, Leroy?
I don't know. Well, that's what I was going to ask him.
No.
Thanks for coming on.
Just let you ain't him finish. Elaborate. Go ahead, Eric.
Now, he said yes, man. It's all good.
Let him elaborate now. Go ahead, Eric.
No, I mean, I think everyone has to do what is absolutely best for them and for their families. Like,
exactly.
I don't think it's for me to dictate what they do or feel. Like, yeah, if someone felt that way, I mean, if you have a son or a daughter with an autoimmune deficiency, like, why would I ever say anything like that? So, I do think, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are really hoping this is the Bucks' first championship season since 71. And, I mean, I can understand, you know, being upset that your team isn't in the position that, you know, isn't strong of a position. But, I mean, in this case, like, we would actually possibly be talking life and death with some of the players that have opted out because of, you know, something in their family or something like that. So oftentimes we make sports far too serious. This would be one of the spots where I do truly think, like,
whatever someone will decide, whether or not they think it's safe or not, like, that is up to them. And I think we all have to respect how they feel about it.
I agree with
well
you.
Well said.
He is Eric Name. Follow him on Twitter for all of his great stuff, @Eric_Name. Eric, thanks so much for coming on.
Appreciate you, fellas. Hopefully we get some basketball
thanks,
and get
buddy.
Back in soon.
We shall see. Thank you very much, Eric. He is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion on growing your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We have more financial details of how much Patrick Mahomes is about to get paid. Woo-wee. That's a big number. Stay tuned.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.